Hello and welcome back to the Loudmouse Podcast. I'm your host, Quite, joined as always by my co-host, Wild Spartans.
I'm drinking a Rockstar.
And FPS Diesel. How are y'all today?
I'm drinking a bleach.
I'm drinking water because I'm staying hydrated. Hydrate or dehydrate, boys.
I always drink water.
You know what I mean? Good man, that's what I like to see.
It's important to stay hydrated.
I got a gallon tank shell on my desk and a half a gallon tank shell on my right.
Damn, Brandon.
I always have like three glasses, like tall glasses that I like refill throughout the day, and then I have like a thing of one of the tall like G Fuel shaker cups, the one you got at TwitchCon, and then like I use those throughout the day.
I'm too lazy to like fill up three different glasses. I just use one big one and then or two big ones and I fill them up once a day.
I'm thinking about getting a tank shell because like fucking them shits is big. You know?
Someone on my stream was like, why do you always go off camera to drink water? And I'm like, I'm not going to pick up my fucking water bottle. That's a gallon to drink water. I'm just going to go
You got to pick up a gallon water jug.
It's fucking heavy.
Dude, I'm just imagining that, like, it looks like the big Ajit Pai mug, like the little Reese's mug that, like, he had. No, not little. It was like they literally used a prop trash can.
Yeah, it's about that big.
It's massive.
It's huge. Like, I'm not gonna, like, pick up my fucking water bottle and drink it, especially when it has a straw.
The minimal amount of effort required to pick up your gallon jug is just what makes it so funny because it's really not that hard.
But drink, it's so fucking clunky. It's big. Like, dude,
I would walk around with a gallon jug every day. It's not that hard.
The gallon jug would be, like, so tall for me that, like, I'd have it on my desk and to use it, instead of picking it up, I'd just stand up and, like, lean over and take a sip from the straw instead of picking the damn thing up. It would be stationary.
That shit is not moving. Why the fuck would I waste my time picking up my goddamn water bottle when it has a straw for a fucking reason?
Oh my god.
Why would I waste my time doing that shit? There's a straw for a reason.
Yours is like metal, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a hydro flask.
Big.
It's not a hydro flask. It's called the coldest water.
It's the Chad hydro flask.
I do have a hydro flask. Because
it's huge.
Half a gallon. They didn't make gallon hydro flask.
Brandon, how often do you think this translates into you peeing? Like, how many times do you pee a day when you go through this much water?
A lot. I also drink a fuck ton of caffeine. Dude, I am like, it's annoying.
Maybe you want to lay off some of the caffeine then? Like,
no, it's mainly the water intake.
Well, caffeine's a diuretic, so caffeine makes you pee anyway.
Yeah,
like,
the water my pee's always clear, Diesel, alright?
I drink more caffeine than I do water.
I drink way more water than I drink caffeine.
I definitely drink more water than caffeine, but, like, I don't drink a small amount of caffeine
small amount of caffeine either, but, like compared to, like, what I drink water-wise, I drink way more fucking water than I do, like, energy drinks or
something.
Yeah,
it's, like, most of, like, all the glasses I have, like, they're around the height of that shaker, and then I'll go through them around, like, as fast. Like, I'll go through the three of those around as fast as I go through the G Fuel. And then
How much caffeine are you guys drinking a day right now?
Either like usually like one serving of G Fuel, and that's it.
That's like really good.
Amateur.
Yeah,
amateur.
That's super low.
Sometimes two, but usually just one.
I'll drink like two or three cans of Rockstar and/or Monster.
It's like so the cans of G Fuel, like they are like pretty high on caffeine, like they're 300 milligrams a can, which I don't know how much that is comparatively, but the shakers, since I'm using the tall shaker, it has more water in it, but I'm using the same amount of like powder per thing, so I usually have one in the morning, and then if I'm streaming, I might have one during that.
I mean, the powder is like 100 milligrams like a serving or 125, so that's like.
It's a lot
fine.
Lower than a can.
Yeah, the cans are a lot.
The cans are the amount of a bang.
Bro, the cans fucking wired me, dog. Like,
because it's a lot of caffeine.
I don't get wired from caffeine anymore.
I do to, like, two to three of those a day, though, and, like, I just, like, fucking... Oh, God. I was just on my shit.
It's been so long since I've been wired off of caffeine.
Dude,
when I ran out of cans, like, I mellowed out a lot more.
I've hit 1.5 grams of caffeine a day.
Jesus Christ. What do you, like, run us through your caffeine schedule, dog.
I drink a max of, like, 800 milligrams a day.
I would get up in the morning, right, and then I'd get, like, a large coffee from Dunkin' Donuts, because you don't get anything smaller than a large, because this is America. so I get a large black coffee, right? I get through my first class, I'd either get another coffee, or I'd go to the pharmacy and pick up a Monster, and like a pre-workout. So a Monster's like 150 milligrams, and then like a pre-workout's like 300 milligrams, something like that. Basically, by the time it was like 7-8 o'clock at night, that's like
you're dead, and then you're like, I need to do homework.
So yeah, caffeine. So then I drink more caffeine, and it was getting really bad. And then I noticed it was bad because I was having chest pains. So I'm like, oh god, I'm gonna have a heart attack. So I've cut it down to like today I had like 300 milligrams, but I'm suffering severe withdrawal symptoms.
Jesus.
It's really bad. I didn't realize how dependent I was on it.
Are you, like, weaning yourself down, or are you, like...
Yeah, I'm weaning myself down because I tried going cold turkey. I made it 48 hours, and I just had, like, the worst headaches. It was really bad.
Yeah, so, cold turkey, like, even for caffeine, like, cold turkey is, like, fucking rough. Like, you have to... If you're, like, deep in, you gotta, like, fucking slowly do it, like... When I was having cans, I was having, like, 600 mg a day. And, like, it just, like, going down to the powder again, like, made it way easier.
I would go cold turkey if I wasn't approaching finals week. So, like, I need to be, like, on my A game for everything. And, like, not being on any caffeine. I just had a day of class with no caffeine whatsoever. And it was, like, 12 noon. And I had gotten maybe, like, 3-4 hours of sleep. And I didn't know how I was going to survive. Like, it was bad.
That's rough.
I think I get brain fog when I don't have caffeine.
Me too.
Like, I never really noticed it, but then, like, I go on trips, and I would have, like, zero caffeine because it just wasn't in the schedule. And then my brain, like, in the middle of the day, would just get really fucking foggy. And I'm just like, why the fuck has this happened? And then I'm just assuming it's because I don't have caffeine because I don't drink coffee. So it's not like I'm going to suggest, like, hey, let's go to, like, Starbucks or something and pick up a coffee. Like, I only drink energy drinks, really, because I don't like coffee or tea. So it's like nothing casual. It's just a fucking gas station, and it's like most people don't want to go to a gas station. So, but like, I don't know, I just deal with it if I have it, because like it's like I don't really,
the brain like, fog is dog shit, especially when you like need to be mentally focused. Like, it's really bad.
Brain fog is like literally my least favorite thing to work through, because like, I don't know, emotions, like, in some way you can, like, power through that. Brain fog, like, you just can't focus, and I hate that shit. I don't know. It's so fucking...
It's really bad. It's like, I don't know, it's like when you have bad Wi-Fi, or you're like, on bad internet, and you're like, everything, come on,
yeah, and,
load.
Like, you gotta, and, like, you gotta, like, fucking go to data to, like, get your shit to load, but then your data's also, like, on one bar.
Exactly. That's what brain fog is.
Yeah, it's like, one time I was on stream... And then, like, I could barely form a sentence. I was struggling to read chat. I don't know what was up with me that day, but I just could not function. And so I had, like, I was like, okay, you know what? I'll drink some G Fuel. That'll be, like, turning off the Wi-Fi and using data. That shit didn't work. Fucking, I was just, like, more, like, I was just a little, like, higher energy, but still just as dumb. And then I just, like, couldn't focus. Like, it was so shit.
Well, nothing can, like, fix, like, fatigue and or, like, need of sleep. Like, if you're tired from lack of sleep, like... Caffeine can help a bit, but it's not gonna like. Caffeine's good to keep you awake, not so much alert. Like if you're already tired and you're drinking caffeine, like you're not gonna get that much more alert.
Yeah.
At least in my experience.
Yeah, I just like I don't even think I'm not sure because it was a while ago at this point, but during that stream, like I'm pretty sure I got like a full night. Like I didn't really do anything during the day before that, save like maybe script a video. But I don't know why I just was not functioning properly that whole evening. It was AIDS.
Anyway, dude, so that's a lot of caffeine you're drinking.
I know. I'm glad I haven't had a heart attack.
1.5 fucking grams.
Like, I realized it was like, oh, I have a problem.
Were you drinking that daily?
Yeah.
Fuck,
well, the thing is,
twice as much as I usually drink.
I wouldn't sleep, so I needed it to stay awake. So I wasn't even like getting alert. I was just not passing out. Yeah. Like, that's all I was doing, and it was incredibly hard to, like, function. And, like, guys, don't ever go learn a language. It's too hard. Just assume that people speak English. Like,
well, most people do speak English.
I have a, like, probably, like, 60, 70 backed-up homeworks for Japanese right now, and, like... I have to do them all in the next couple of days.
Well, it doesn't help that you pick one of the hardest fucking languages
well,
to learn from scratch.
You know, I assume the class is to learn, not to torture you, so...
It's like, the reason I took Spanish is I was told it would be easy if I knew English already. It still wasn't easy.
I'd much rather learn a language.
Way simpler.
When you go to a class and you take a class to learn something, you're not learning something most of the time. From my experience, you're going to get a grade, you know,
because
you just want the grade. So you're not focusing on learning, and you'll take shortcuts to make sure your shit's in order because you're in college. Like, you have no time. You got to manage a bunch of other shit.
This is why you should just use Duolingo.
No, well, Duolingo's shit for teaching languages. I've realized that. Like, I know enough Japanese now to know that, like, there's some serious issues with Duolingo for, like, teaching languages.
Diesel, has your anime experience been heightened?
I literally, because of how much time I have to spend with Japanese on a daily basis, I don't want to hear any fucking Japanese if I'm not in class.
Jesus Christ, Diesel only watches dubs.
I don't even watch... I haven't watched any anime in a while, and I don't know when I'm going to go back, because right now, it's just like... I hear something like, "Ome wa nan desu ka?" or some shit, and I'm just like, "No, stop! Make it stop!"
Fucking PTSD from Japanese class. This generation's weak.
And I'm not even the only... In fact, the entire class is made up of weebs, and like...
They're just, everybody's dying.
They won't quit anime.
No, she did like what they do in Japanese high school. You know when they post like the grades on like a board for everybody to see?
I mean, they do that in some schools in general anyways, but continue.
I mean, that's pretty awful if they do that in schools. I wouldn't want that, right?
Well, nobody wants it, but they fucking do it. Like when they're reading out scores and shit or something, like that's happened to me before.
Like... Japanese is like I'm playing Mario Kart, and coming up on the second lap, I'm in ninth place. That's how bad my grade is.
Well, you know that in Mario Kart, it's really easy to get first from last, right?
Oh my god, I'm playing on 250cc, give me a break.
It's really easy though, dude, just grab the fucking blue shell and speed pass.
Well, the blue shell being cocaine.
Yoshi keeps getting in front of me and stealing the items, so I never get any of the items.
Diesel, the
red shell on Yoshi.
Diesel, I think you're misunderstanding the thing here. The idea isn't get yourself off caffeine to improve your performance. It's take it up a notch. Move on to the next thing.
Just do coke.
Any more caffeine a day, he's going to fucking have
not caffeine. I'm talking hard cocaine.
If some guy was like, "I'll give you free Adderall," I'd probably take it.
Good grief. Okay, no. Do not fucking... Don't take Adderall, dog. It's not
worth
that.
You're encouraging coke, but not Adderall?
The coke is pretty clearly a droke. Adderall is, like, in more cases,
a
like...
A jokey drug.
At least I'm not the only one with brain fog right now.
Sorry, I've been listening to too much Drake. But it's like... like, cocaine, like, that's strictly illegal, except, like, in, like, incredibly specific medical circumstances. Adderall is something you more likely to run out that they're getting offered you for free.
Yeah, very specific medical circumstances to do crack rock cocaine. Yes.
It's apparently used as, like, some kind of counter for a different drug.
Not like coke, like the coke you snort with, like,
no, it's like a different kind of coke, but
cocaine
it's like...
Cocaine is a counter for meth.
I'm just saying, like, it's only, like, it's illegal except for the most, like, specific of circumstances, and even then it's not in the way you get it on the street.
Point of the matter here is that we know a guy, and we know all about the coke industry.
It's me. I know Pusha T. He sells cocaine. Do you guys know that Pusha T sells cocaine?
I mean, you could tell me that he does, and I'd believe you.
So, fuck it, all he does is rap about how much he sold cocaine, how he sold a lot of cocaine when he's younger. Did you know he sold cocaine? He sells cocaine.
That's crazy. I'm really happy he sold cocaine. Now, did Zack Snyder ever take cocaine? Because I think he did.
What about Dan Snyder?
He definitely does cocaine.
Yeah, he does, among other things. But the unrelated Snyder's... The Schneider is spelled differently in their name, so they are separate individuals, Brandon.
It's still funny.
It is kind of funny, I can't lie.
Dan Schneider is a fucking comedic genius, not because of his shows, but because of him himself.
His really disturbing fucking feet tweets are the best thing I've ever seen. Feet tweets, huh?
His profile picture is a fucking foot.
Is it still that? What?
It's a cartoon-like foot. He is actually fucking weird.
I don't think he
uses Twitter anymore.
I don't know if I've seen this somewhere else, but, like, I think I read something that it's, like, it feels like Dan Schneider's dead. Like, it doesn't feel like...
I feel like he's dead, too. I don't know.
Like, it's like he's alive, but he feels like somebody who would be dead, you know?
It's a good thing. It's a fucking good thing that he's, like, dead on the internet, because if he wasn't, he might end up in prison.
When did I end up on a 122 block list?
I don't know. That's what you get for wearing glasses sometimes, you fucking loser.
Oh, my gosh.
Glasses be like...
Funny. What's happening with the Snyder Cut, please?
The Snyder Cut of Justice League. So for those of you who don't know, Zack Snyder was the director of Batman v Superman and the original director of Justice League before he had to leave because of a family tragedy, and Joss Whedon took over, and then it became the mediocre mustache CGI mess that it is today. But there's ever since the movie got released and was critically and audience panned, there's been these calls to have the Snyder cut of the movie released, which is Snyder's original vision for the film. And recently it's gained a lot of traction because actors from the film, and Jason Momoa, Gal Gadot, Ray Fisher, the guy who played Cyborg, Batman Affleck, kill me. But they've all said hashtag release the Snyder cut. So, and it's getting more attention than it ever has, I believe, since the release of Justice League. And there's a lot of discussion over, A, how should it be released? B, is it worth it? C, will it ever happen? And D, where did my penis go? It fell off.
I don't know.
Okay.
Did you check under your bed?
Yes.
Under his bed is the Snyder cut.
Yeah.
Penis.
I don't, the reason I brought it up, though, is because, you guys, know Batman v Superman. It wasn't a great film, but it was, tonally consistent, right?
It was totally a drag.
It barely kept my fucking attention on a goddamn airplane. I was on an airplane with nothing else to do, and it barely kept my attention. It was a last resort watching of Batman versus Superman on a fucking 8-hour flight. It was not good. I didn't enjoy it. It was not good.
I remember that, I was trying... everybody said the extended cut, the Ultimate Edition, made it better. But it made it worse, because it drags even more. There's even more, shit that could be cut out and made time for, better scenes. But, it was, at least tonally consistent, right? We could kind of agree on that. Justice League was all over the place.
The tone was consistently...
bad.
A slog. I will say that, but at least it was consistent. I will say Batman vs. Superman was consistent, yes.
Yeah, but Justice League was a mess of three different visions for a movie that none of which
you could tell which shots in Justice League were definitely Snyder's and
exactly
what
yes
was Whedon's idea of Snyder's idea. You know what I mean? You could tell it was a reshoot, and you can almost always tell when something is a reshoot.
Oh, for sure. It's the effects are usually a lot more crunched because they have less time to prepare them and whatnot.
That's if they don't push back the release date of the movie.
But they didn't, did they?
I don't think they did for Justice League. But it's just Whedon has a very particular way of writing that when you put him in a dark, gritty interpretation of DC, you're just why are they quipping? Literally they were just crying in the other scene. There's no reason for that to be happening.
I feel like part of that was probably definitely studio direction. A large part of the studio was probably encouraging Whedon to take completely change the tone of the movie with they had.
That was exactly why they brought him on.
They wanted something lighter hearted, but they ended up making it even worse for themselves.
They just made it weird.
Yeah, but the thing with the Snyder cut though is Snyder a Snyder cut does exist, but it's likely 3.5-hour assembly cut with unfinished effects and a bunch of shit. So if they released it, they'd probably have to do some shit where they bring back all the old talent on board to complete finish up the shots. With what everybody's demanding, it seems they're under the impression that there's a finished version done, but there's probably not.
From what I'm reading, and based off of my experience, right, is that what happens, right? So what happened to Snyder is that, so it was the family issues is why he left. So they left during production?
Yeah.
Okay, so then his cut didn't even make it to test screenings. His it's one thing if his like cut was finished. And
oh wait, I think in, he left. I think he left during post production, not during.
During post production, okay. So they are already doing test screenings, you know. So there's like probably a good chance that the studio got back like bad results from the test screenings, and we're like, okay, we're not gonna finish a CG on this. This is gonna cost like this is not what we want. It's gonna be a flop. So they brought Joss Whedon in to fill in for what they thought was wrong with the movie based off of test screenings.
Yeah.
So at the very least, like, all the shots are done probably, but all the CG is definitely not.
Yeah, like, apparently Snyder's Cut was meant to have fucking Darkseid in it. Like, and that's obviously, like, going to be a CG character, but there's no way it's done, you know?
I can't.
I'd love to see the Darkseid. They fit him in that.
What, Diesel?
How would they fit another villain?
He wasn't going to have a major role, but I feel like it was probably going to be some kind of tease like Thanos was in the first Avengers when he wasn't a CGI guy. He was just a dude in a costume. Looking back on that scene, it's so weird because he looks like fucking Maroon.
No, the first Thanos is fucking awful.
Yeah, it's like he's like, what, 6 foot?
He looks really weird.
He looks 6 foot, dog.
He looked really fucking weird.
God, look that up to see what it looks like.
Yeah, look up the Avengers end credit scene or Thanos end credit scene, like just Avengers 1. Because that shit, it's like so unnerving after you've like seen even just Guardians of the Galaxy.
Man,
Thanos.
It's amazing how much the CGI. That's CGI,
he changed
right?
Every single
no, that's
time
a that's
appearance.
That's not CGI. That's a dude.
That is definitely not a dude.
Which. Thing
the one where he turns around and looks at the screen in Avengers.
Yeah, that's a dude in a costume.
That's like, a dude in a costume? There's definitely... Yeah. The eyes are CG.
Maybe, yeah.
Well, not
his
every
eyes
aspect
move.
Of it's gonna be, like, not CG.
Let me rewatch it as well.
I think he's just saying that, like, it's like more of a costume than it is CG. So, like, the current Thanos was all CG. With motion points and all that shit.
Yeah. You know? Josh Brolin was like full mocap. Nope, that's a dude in costume. Like the way like his mouth moves and stuff, like it, I can like fucking see the foamy in it. Like they never made a full costume. They just made like the face and shit because there was no need for anything else at the time.
Why are his hands not purple?
But exactly, like that's how you like know like it's so different. Like
imagine
the only
Thanos just like. Only his head was Thanos, and everything else is very humanoid.
God, I'm just imagining some really lanky dude with the same head.
That is definitely CG.
That's a costume.
It's so bad looking. Why are his eyes fucking glowing purple?
That's CG.
There's obviously like effects applied to it, but like the face itself, I'm pretty sure is a dude.
This looks like something from like the 1970s. I don't know.
Yeah,
why.
It's looking like Ang Lee's Hulk, to be honest.
it almost reminds me of like the Thing costume from the second Fantastic Four. Like there was the 90s one, then there was the early 2000s one, and that like the Thing was like a foam costume in that. Like it almost reminds me of that.
What happens if a chunk of foam goes missing? Like
give up, cancel the movie.
We lost
never did get
farm.
A third one.
We don't know where it went.
Ugh.
I'm waiting for my updated block list, but like those bots become
yeah
like,
the bot is so slow because there's so much, you know. Twitter's supposed to be a platform to talking to people, not to be blocking literally everybody. Like you don't even
everyone
know who you're blocking when you use a block list.
Well, it's like I'm seeing some people ask for their fucking block list, right? And like they have like 3 fucking followers, and I'm like, how'd you end up on so many? Like this one person has 400 followers, and they're on 20 fucking 6.
Incredible.
How do you end up on 26 block lists?
I think it's all just like basic like interaction association. It's like it's probably the same algorithm or like a similar algorithm like how Steve Shives had literally half of Twitter blocked.
So, there's, like, basically what it does, if you follow someone that they don't like, and that person is on that block list that they don't like, it'll block everybody that person is, like, if you're, like, a follower of that person. So, like, for example, I follow Ben Shapiro, not because I agree with everything he says, right, but because, you know, I'm a grown adult and I can handle people who have different opinions than me, right? So, because I follow Ben Shapiro, I could have been blocked by Steve Shives. Not because I am Ben Shapiro, but because I follow him.
Yeah, I'm trying to see what block list I'm on. I'm curious.
It's gonna take like 30 fucking minutes because everyone's checking.
That's going to be epic. That always happens. I can't believe I'm on 122. What the
fuck? Yeah, dude, you're gonna go to fucking jail.
I'm gonna go to Twitter jail.
You're going to fucking Twitter jail, dog. Look,
here's the thing. I really don't think I'm that like edgy. I mean, like,
I think it is just like your following list. I'd imagine. Like, at least I feel like that's the majority of where it comes from.
See, I'm not even, like, I'm just, like, mildly irritated because, like, I'll see somebody, like, quote tweet something, and I can't fucking see it. And I'm just like, I'm like, I'm not, like, what do people think I am? Like, fucking, I don't even know.
I've only ever had that once where, like, a quote tweet, I was blocked by the person, and they were someone I'd never seen in my goddamn life. Like, how often really? Do you get that? Like, yeah, no, it was, like, this lady... It was someone verified, and I had no idea who they were.
Well, verified people are bitches, all right? Anyways.
But, like, they didn't have Wang blocked. That
happened, like, three times.
Like, Wang was the one, like, quote-tweeting it, right? So, like, it, I don't know. If he wasn't blocked, like, you know how many people he follows and replies to. Like, I don't know, what connection I could have had that he doesn't.
I know, that's the thing I always wonder, is, like, I don't know, why am I on this list?
Sometimes I'll just go, like, on a profile and be like, you're blocked. And I'm like, what the fuck did I do, asshole? What did you shit?
I know. I'm more like, I'm just like, by principle, it's just like, why? Like, why'd
I'm
you
like,
block?
I don't even know who you are. You have, like, 10 followers. Get off my ass.
I'm just so hurt. Just truthfully so hurt, dog. So hurt.
It's not like I'm losing sleep over it. It's just like, it's a mild inconvenience because it's
I'm
like,
losing sleep, dog.
Someone's quote tweeting something and I want to know the context for what they're quote tweeting, but I can't see the quote tweet because I'm blocked.
Now I have to go to incognito. Yeah, all these people think that blocking is like actually effective. You guys ever heard of not logging into fucking Twitter? Like, or having an alt account or something? Like, it's really not that hard.
Or maybe don't get on the internet and say awful shit.
I think it's more like they just like so they don't have to see it. It's not like for you seeing them.
Yeah, they don't want to
mute people. They don't want to see.
Yeah, but I mean, like that doesn't like stop them 100%.
I assume people who use block lists will just absolutely explode if somebody has an opinion that is mildly different than theirs. Because that's why they don't
I think
block.
It depends.
It's also, like I get it. Experience what you want, but like I don't use Twitter like that.
I think I know why you're on a blacklist, by the way.
Why am I on a blacklist?
So, one of the topics you picked was Norman Reedus and the Funky Fetus. And I see why people would block you if that's in your terminology. Like,
okay.
Your English.
Okay,
that's...
I mean, that's been a name for Death Stranding for ages.
I know, that's like a good old meme right there.
Yeah, it's a classic.
Really? I don't remember.
Yeah, ever since the game got announced, I think.
No, I was so fucking confused at what you were talking about in that. I was, like, gonna ask, because I'm like, Norman Reedus, the funky fetus, what the fuck?
Have you gotten around to playing it?
I finished it.
I haven't bought it yet.
I have no interest, so you can spoil it all you want for me. I don't fucking care.
I want to play
it. I think
it.
You
I'm
should play
like,
it, Brandon.
It's like fucking Amazon Prime Simulator. You're gonna
deliver no, it's not. That's such a reductive way to talk about it.
I saw videos of people falling over because they're carrying too many fucking boxes. It looks so stupid.
Oh my
I do want to play it. I just like want to do it in January because I kind of like got to keep focused for the December grind and shit.
Yeah,
I'm trying not
I get that.
I'm trying not to buy too many games and all.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's kind of a long game.
Yeah, I figured. It's like, I already got caught up playing the entire Arkham trilogy for no reason. Like it was a fucking, like, took so much time, but I just kept doing it for no reason.
If you speed through Death Stranding, you can beat the game in about 45 hours.
What? How did you have that much time?
I would, like, it's like, if you have, so if you're me and you have trouble sleeping, you're like, I can't sleep, guess I'm gonna play video games.
Your brain probably doesn't even work anymore with how much you don't sleep.
I see it's like I want to sleep but then I'm so stressed because life is hard, all right?
Well, you should just fucking overdose on melatonin.
You can't. That yeah,
then
so
I'll
the
just
melatonin
give myself
stops
a headache.
Working. The melatonin will stop working if he does that, I think. I mean, I've never taken melatonin to be fair, but
I've tried to overdose melatonin and like if you don't want to sleep it's hard.
Here's the thing. Like Death Stranding is a very slow game so it makes you tired. I will say that, but
so
Brandon,
it was
talk about your opinion that this is Amazon Prime Simulator, no, it's not.
It doesn't seem interesting to me. Like, personally.
You know, the thing is I think it's a game that you would be interested in.
Why?
Because you like those, like, fucking survival dad games.
Yeah, but I like ones that are fun.
Survival dad games?
I don't want, like, I like DayZ and, like, Arma and, like, Faction Wars and Minecraft. Not
Faction Wars, Faction Wars, Faction Wars!
Like...
Well, it's like, the thing is the promotional material for Death Stranding doesn't show, like, most of the content, you know?
There's, like, there's barely any gameplay in those gameplay trailers, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that they show off. Like, it was kept pretty, like, incredibly cryptic, even up to launch.
So, I'm not gonna spoil anything, but mechanically, it's not just delivering, right? So... The main system, obviously, is, like, walking with places, and you have to, like... So you got an inventory, and it takes up a manual amount of space. Like, you control where you put the stuff and how it's, like, balanced on your body, and that affects your center... Like, that affects your center of gravity. So to determine how you walk over obstacles, how easy it is to get over those obstacles or get through those obstacles, right? And depending on the type of equipment that you're wearing or what you have on you, different obstacles, like, will be easier or harder to cross, right? So if you come across, like a very hilly area and you use your, like, scanner to see that the ground is, like, yellow, that means, walking on that ground will use up stamina. And if you have different equipment, that won't use it up as much, you know? And it's all, like, very interconnected.
It sounds like a somewhat open-ended puzzle game, if that makes sense. Like, almost.
Think if Breath of the Wild expanded on the climbing mechanics to make it, like, more complex.
Okay.
You know?
It sounds like a third-person resource manager.
It's kind of like...
And I actually play games like that, so that's not really, like, a bad thing. Like, Oxygen Included, for example, that's a resource manager.
Yeah, it's definitely a resource manager, but it feels like a mix between, like, a survival and, like, a hiking simulator, you know? Because...
A hiking simulator!
No, because, like, the ground you walk over plays such a huge role in how easy it is to cross. Like, if... It requires effort, and... It's strenuous to walk through a river, right? Just like it would be in real life.
Is this how the UPS drivers were thinking when they're like, should we make left turns anymore, guys?
Oh my god. But there's a significant amount of, like, effort involved with getting from point A to point B, you know? And there's more than one way to do it. So, like, you can use a ladder to climb up a steep hill, or you could climb freehand. And you might eat shit and fall and drop all your fucking items and ruin the packages, you know? Or, you know, you'll successfully make it. It really depends on how the terrain is shaped. And you'll learn how to read the terrain as you play the game, so you'll get better at it. Unless you're Donkey, then you'll just be bad for all 35 hours of gameplay.
Fucking shots, dog, shots!
He gave it a 1 out of 5, but, like, I knew he wouldn't like that game, and at least he's consistent. Oh.
At least you know the angle he approaches games at, I suppose.
Yeah,
like, so,
but...
you know, like, how to, like, compare what you like against what he likes.
That like, walking component of the game is one small part, right? So there's more, like, macro resource management, where you have to collect supplies to build different structures. So, like, bridges across rivers, roads across giant stretches of land that would be more difficult to cross without a road. Generators to fuel, like, your either, like, you can wear, like, mech, like, active skeletons, like, things that'll let you jump high or run fast or stuff like that. Watchtowers to see stuff far away. Safe houses to hide from enemies and, like, other weird shit and, like, different vehicles. Like, it all plays into each other really well, you know, and it's very finely tuned. Like, it's super intuitive. It sounds super complex, but it's not. You get the hang of it. But it is... Mechanically, everything that's not combat is really good. The combat... is okay.
I'll try it. Like, okay, I'll, like, look into it more and see if I'll give it a go. But if anything, I'm gonna play it on PC.
Yeah, waiting for PC might not be bad. I think the only reason you'd play it on the PS4 is because if you fall over... the your bridge baby, you know, the little tube baby that you have with you, it starts crying from the controller, and you gotta rock the controller like a baby.
I mean, I have a PS4 controller I can use in my PC. I also have an Xbox controller.
I don't know if it'll play through the speaker, though. So, like, you literally, like, the baby starts crying, and just how our brains are wired, you don't like hearing babies cry. So no, you just stop whatever crying. You're doing, and you make the baby stop crying. That sounds like you shake the shit out of the baby, but you don't. You can do that, though. You can shake the baby, but...
Can I fucking, like, throw him in the air like and try and catch him like a baseball?
No, the baby's in a jar, and you just it'd be hitting his head in the fucking top of the jar when you shake it.
I'm just imagining, like, whenever you walk, you just hear, like, a thunk, thunk, thunk of, like, the baby, like, breaking its skull on the fucking side of the jar. Ah, good times.
Just don't spoil any of the story stuff for yourself or, like, the boss fights.
Yeah, I don't...
Those are the best parts, honestly.
I'm trying to go in mostly blind. Like, at the start, I was trying to, like, avoid literally any element of the game, including, like, giving myself expectations of, like, based on other people's opinions of the game that have played it. But, like, that's kind of an inevitable fucking thing.
Yeah.
Especially if I'm waiting, like, over a month.
Yeah, it's gonna be kind of hard to avoid spoilers. I'd imagine people are gonna start talking about spoilers soon.
I'm just gonna be Death Stranding and Hideo Kojima on my timeline.
Honestly, that'd be a good idea. I'll probably see shit and just be like, I don't care and I'll forget.
Well, yeah, no, like, that happens, like, when I'm not really thinking about something. Like, I will have something spoiled for me, and then I won't even remember what the spoiler is for until it happens in the thing.
I'll tell you right now, if anybody's tweeting about the story of Death Stranding on Twitter, it's not enough context to understand. Like, I know, like, I have the context because I just finished the game, I know everything. You know, but, like, to somebody coming into it, they're like, what's a BB? Why does Norman Reedus have dooms? What is dooms? What's a BT? What are beaches and what do they mean? What is an extinction entity? What is Higgs? What is Die Hard Man? Like, those things don't make sense.
Alright, wait, let's just talk about something. What the fuck was it? God damn it, I forgot. Oh, well. Oh, wait, Half-Life! Half-Life.
Right. I completely forgot about that.
Yeah, we started talking about games, and I'm like, oh, wait, Half-Life.
Yeah, no, like, fuck, another Half-Life got announced.
Yeah.
VR, so
I can't wait for it to be a card game, and everybody gets super disappointed.
It's a fucking VR game.
See, I had a feeling, so this is definitely Half-Life 3. Do we think this is Half-Life 3? Is that what we're saying?
It's like the fifth Half-Life, if you count fucking chapters and whatnot.
I'm on but 14 block list, by the way. Sorry to interject.
14?
Oh, no, fair. I'll let you know when mine comes in, but it's like,
I'm
apparently
on such
it's
a low amount compared to you, Diesel.
It's like a fucking, what is it? It's a spin-off one called Alex, like, based off of Alex. I've never played the original Half-Lives. Like, the only reason it's such, like, a thing in my head is because of how culturally ingrained it was, like, as a fucking preteen.
Yeah.
I never played Half-Life.
I had a feeling they were gonna wait for VR to do anything Half-Life related.
That makes sense. Sell more Index. And then they're gonna have a short promotional period where you buy an Index and you get the Half-Life Alex for free with it. If they did that, I might actually get an Index. So it seems efficient.
Well, like,
I must check my Twitter replies.
Like, both Half-Life and Half-Life 2, like, those are games meant to, like, push the boundaries. I mean, Half-Life 2 specifically, like, the physics. So it makes sense, like, now the next leap forward is VR. So now's the perfect time to make a Half-Life game.
Yeah,
especially when VR is, like, pretty, like, decent now.
Yeah, and it's like they labeled it as their flagship VR game. So I'd imagine, like, this is going to take, like, center stage for a lot of what they do. And if they make their fucking flagship game, like, some fucking minor experience thing, like, that's gonna be...
Yeah, I mean, that's what Portal does.
Imagine if, like, this flagship VR game is a VR fucking card game. You're sitting at a table, and you're playing VR cards.
Oh, no! Bruh.
Coming into a coconut. Alright. So I was perusing Reddit. Right? And I came across this story on Today I Fucked Up. Right? It's one of the fuck-ups of the year. And, boy, is this something else.
How do you fuck up? Like, nutting into a coconut.
Okay.
Did you fuck up or fuck coconut?
So basically this guy explains how his mom was going through a nut phase and they lived in Mozambique, right? So by nut phase, she was buying like a lot of different nuts and one thing happened to be a coconut. So he says, I ended up grabbing the coconut drill and drill for about 20 minutes into a with concerted effort and ended up creating a hole large enough to stick my porker into the coconut. Right, I decided it required some lube, so I grabbed the nearest slippery thing. I put some butter before shoving it into the coconut, followed shortly by my meat. I fucked the coconut, and it actually feels pretty damn good. So I blow my load, shove the coconut under my bed, and continue about my day. With me so far?
Yeah.
For the next week, the coconut is my savior. Whenever I want to get off, I simply take it out and fuck it in its delightfully
this
tight
can't
hole,
be real.
Made better each time by the accumulating volumes of my semen and butter acting as a lubricant.
Real. This can't be real.
It's heaven. Now, before I continue, it's best to mention our area is experiencing quite a humid, muggy weather, which exacerbated an existing fly problem. Fat bloat flies were commonly found around the house, and exterminators couldn't really do anything about it because it was a localized area problem that would go away in the winter. About a week after initial coconut fuck, I had been using it every day since, I began to notice a few more flies than usual, as well as an odd, unpleasant smell in my room. Must be the coconut, right?
Why would you want to continue even after, like... Like, imagine you, like, whip out, like, your quote-unquote fleshlight, and there's fucking flies flying around.
Wait... So I decide to fuck the coconut one more time before I throw it out and get a new one. Worst mistake I have ever made. You see, the reason for the increased number of flies was the coconut was evidently, in hindsight, a perfect place to lay eggs. As I penetrate the coconut one last time, I begin to feel a strange wriggling sensation. Puzzled, I pull my cock out to discover that it is covered in rotted, moldy butter. Semen and teeming with tiny fucking maggots.
I hope that guy doesn't have foreskin because that's gonna be like.
Well, he's not from America, so he definitely has foreskin.
Poor man.
Bro, they were wriggling fucking... all over my dick and head, and some were trying to force their way up into my urethra. I screamed, threw the coconut against the wall, which made the situation worse by spilling the contents. Hours of vigorous cock scrubbing, vomiting, and cleaning the remnants were spent reflecting on what the fuck I was doing with my life.
Oh, dude, fucking just cut off the whole thing at this point. At that point, it's not worth it.
Oh my god. Yeah, I read that and I was like, I need to share this on the podcast because this is fucking gross.
Hold up. Did you guys know that there's dick transplants now? Because that's what I'd fucking get.
Like, you get a dick transplant?
If I fucking stuck my dick into a coconut full of maggots, yeah, I probably would consider. That's fucking disgusting. That's awful.
It you're really just gonna get a whole new penis.
Though. Why the fuck, like, wouldn't you clean the coconut?
Well, first of all, who fucks a coconut?
Well, okay, in hindsight, right? Well, like, you don't even need hindsight to figure this out. That coconut's got a lifespan of maybe two nuts max. All right, you don't need hindsight for that.
You don't. Stick oh, Brandon's done the math on this one. Like you don't fuck your food.
No, like, why would you?
Why would you? Well, apparently this guy did.
Fucking weird.
Yeah, I read one about a guy who would like squat down while jerking off, and then he'd jump up in the air, so that would like make him, you know, like the. Autoerotic asphyxiation, you know, people who strangle themselves. So he had like done that, and basically as he was flying up into the air, because he had no like blood like rushing to his head, he passed out on his way down while nutting, hit the floor like super hard, and his mom came like running in being like, oh my god, what happened, to discover, you know, her son laying on the floor at full mast, just knocked out unconscious.
Dude, did he fall backwards or forward? Because you fell forward, that dick is fucking bent now.
He fell backwards. He fell onto his back.
Thank God. Oh, thank God. Wait, what was it that, like, sorry, I fucking, like, missed that part, but, like, what was it that made him fall over? Like,
So he was like trying to, he was basically choking himself by like,
oh right, the audio, okay, yeah, all right, yeah,
yeah, he was choking himself by doing very shallow breaths and then jumping into the air.
God.
So yes.
Wasn't there a South Park episode about that?
About that was about strangling yourself all night.
Yeah, I mean, it's close enough. Suffocation.
Dude, it reminds me of like the oh, dude, I'm on 16 block list.
What the fuck, guys? What did I do that you didn't?
I don't know, but it reminds me of like that fucking like joking subreddit, like. Y'all know what r/joking is, right?
No.
Sounds like bad jokes.
It's people who hang themselves by their nuts.
Wait, r/what?
Jail King. Don't look it up. Like, it's really fucking gross.
Wait, Jail King?
Jail King. J-E-L-Q-I-N-G.
You know, I'm about to look that up.
I thought you said Joke King. Like,
oh,
Joke King.
Oh, my God. Okay, so can I read out what this is?
Up to you.
I mean, we already talked about fucking a coconut. I think we're good. Don't listen to this podcast at work, I guess.
Exercise.
You'll fucking puke. Like, you just straight vomit, dog.
Is this like the guys who put, like, those dick pumps?
Oh, is it? I thought it was, like, I thought it was the dick pump thing. Oh, I thought joking was, like, the one thing I saw on the server, the only time I've ever gone on it was a dude hanging by his balls, so I thought that's what it was.
Oh, my God.
Oh, listen. I typed in joking and then Reddit to get, like, Reddit posts, and, like, I found an IAMA, and, the fucking first one I click is no products, no websites, don't get robbed by companies. Also, you just lube in your hands to enlarge your penis.
Maybe the fucking thing, like, he was, like, trying to stretch his dick out by hanging himself from it.
And the first top comment is do not do this. Why do people think this shit works? It doesn't.
Some people,
well,
bro. Some people.
Apparently... it makes your dick more engorged, so like.
Hey, I'm just saying, guys. If you got a small penis, you're fucked. It's not gonna get bigger.
Just work with what you got. Like,
if you got a micro penis, dude, give up.
Just I'm trying to like. I don't want to see an image of it, you know. But then, like, part of me is like, what is this? Like, what does this look like?
No.
How do you jelk?
If you want to, like, look it up, go to, like, an actual website built for this shit. I'm sure you'll find something.
An absolute... howtojelkit.com.
Yeah, something like that. It probably exists.
The subreddit.
And if there was Tumblr, still
r/joking's a thing. Like, there's pictures of people doing it there.
Man, only if Tumblr still existed.
Alright, here we go.
You'd find a picture tutorial.
Hurt myself by looking at this.
I hurt myself today.
Hurt myself by jelking today.
It's just a lot of fucking dicks, dude.
A lot of what?
A lot of fucking dicks.
What the fuck? Oh my God.
Diesel, don't throw up.
The images are way worse than I thought. I saw one thing of a dude hanging by his shaft, and I was like, nope.
Yeah, that's probably the one I saw.
That just sounds like you're gonna...
Oh my God. How does it not rip off?
Yeah, no, that's... I was thinking that too. Like, how does that fucking...
I have phantom penis pains.
They're so, like, just clearly elongated. Like, they're not even attractive because they're bigger. They look just fucking like poorly scaled textures in a video game. It's gross.
Poorly scaled textures in a video game, like, blocky.
No, dude, like, they're disproportional. Like, they're, like, fucking clearly not supposed to be that long because they're, like, so thin.
Yeah, why would you, like, sacrifice, like, your girth for skinny peen?
Well, the thing is, dudes think length equals, like, good.
Yeah, but
know?
If your dick is thin of a pencil, like, you're not gonna get shit.
Well, if you mangle the shit out of your dick and it looks like fucking spaghetti... is an issue, you know, like, you're gonna take off your pants and the girl's gonna be like, what is this?
Why
you know, like,
peen?
No, they're gonna be like, why does your dick look like it's been through the Great War? Like, like, that's gonna be less hot than having a slightly below average penis. Like, that...
No one... Most people don't really give a shit if you're, like, you know, fucking 4 inches. Like, most people don't care. You know, if you were, like, 1 inch, though, I'd be like, oh.
And I gotta... You know, this seems like just a straight dude thing.
What?
I can't...
Jelking?
Like, oh, this... jelking? Well, it's probably, like, I don't know, incel...
Incels?
Yeah, no, there's like an, yeah. There's like, apparently there's like, it's a thing dick cells do. And apparently that's a thing as well.
A dick cell, excuse me?
A dick cell?
Many,
yeah, that's a
too
thing
many
I
new
saw.
Terms.
There's a lot of types of cells, apparently. Fucking.
Really?
Yeah, I don't, like, how? I saw. I don't know. Apparently they got, like, a bunch of fucking names for, like, different category
dick
of cell.
Celibates?
Like, dick cell, like, they have, like, fem cells, it's not, like, short for
fem
dick
celibate.
That, like, fem cells, which are, like, female incels or whatever, fucking gym cells, which are people that go to the gym, I guess. And then, like, a fuck ton of other ones, I don't know.
Really, really branded gym cell? You... Okay, first of all, you go to a gym. Second of all, I'm in a relationship.
I probably don't have the same amount of time as you do. How many days of the week do you go to the gym?
Right now I'm going 4 days a week.
Oh, I'm going like five. So we're like at the same level.
All right, I guess I'm a gym cell. Get the fuck out of here,
Jeff.
Can we talk about Koopa Kappa?
I'm just so interested by the fact that these men just mangle the shit out of their penises.
I mean, speaking of Kappa, clearly we're not the target demographic for this shit.
At least Loudmouse will have their no monetization.
No, we'll have ads.
At least we'll keep getting no money from the podcast.
Hey, maybe with less competition, our ad rates will go up.
There's no ad rates if, like, when the ad just doesn't get ads, period.
Well, okay, like, Kappa is just the FTC's way of punishing people who collect data on videos that are directed towards...
Yeah,
towards people
children.
Under the age of 13.
I just mean all the podcast episodes are already demonetized, so they're not getting any sort of ads.
I don't know what happened with it. Like, just all of a sudden, like, just slowly started getting more and more demonetized.
A bunch of them got approved, which is nice. Like, the last seven are on a streak, except for the Jesus King one, which I'm going to request a review on right now.
You know the people that, like, have to review the podcast just go, this is an hour? Approved. Like,
well, see, I don't even think people watch the fucking full video anyways.
No, they don't. There's no way they do.
I think they watch, like, the first 10 seconds, like, this is okay.
Apparently, like, the first 30 seconds is, like, is what they typically look in.
Yeah, that's some real good manual review right there. I can't believe laws like that, like, even had, like, or not laws, but, like, policies even had to go into place for shit like that, like, given how fucking massive the website is. Like, think about how boomery the advertisers were. They're just like, why don't you just have people manually review the videos and there's fucking 400 hours of content uploaded to your website every fucking day? Or every hour, I think it is.
Yeah, it's like every hour.
Or minute or something. Like, it's crazy.
I think it's every second, like, 500 goes up. It increased.
Jesus. Yes, it's like all these boomer fucking advertisers like Chevy and shit are like, oh, we need them to fucking manually review. And it's just like, do you realize that there's more hours of content on YouTube than there are people in the fucking world? Like,
well, let's actually explain what Kappa is, because
it's 500 every minute. Sorry.
I see. Anyway, Brandon, please explain Kappa.
So Kappa is the FTC's ruling that they made a while ago to protect kids online, and now they're adjusting it to apply to YouTube and YouTubers. And basically, if you are a YouTuber and your content is directed towards people of under the age of 13, or the FTC rules so, and your video is not marked as such, so YouTube is not implementing a system where it marks your video for kids or not for kids, and if video is marked for kids, you don't get personalized advertisements. Now, if you make a mistake and you mark your video as 18 plus, but it's ruled as meant for kids, if that happens, like, you can, in theory, get a fine of $42,000 fucking, which I think is insane that the FTC is like, yeah, these YouTubers can afford that, because it's just like, dude, like, the small minority of YouTubers could afford that. And even then, they'd still be putting dents in their fucking bank account. Like, that's not, like, a small amount of money.
I think, is there, like, I've heard, like, a lot of things, but I've been hearing that, like, it's YouTube that would end up paying that fine because they're the host. Like, they're the platform that's hosting it. No,
the spokesperson for the FTC came out and said that the burden is put onto the creators, not on YouTube, if it's found that they're, like, doing it wrong. And also, when you label it for kids, there's no data collection allowed, so no comments, no likes, blah, blah, blah. Like, basically, they kill your video, you know?
But, yeah, and the biggest thing is no personalized ads, and that makes up 90% of your AdSense, because personalized ads are way more valuable than non-personalized, which doesn't make much sense to me, because TV ads still cost a fucking fortune, and those aren't personalized. Like, the Super Bowl ads aren't really personalized, besides the general idea of this person likes sporty sports. So.
I mean, it's like it's a kind of like different thing, because you know what kind of audience exactly is going to be watching Cartoon Network, and you know, like, that a lot of people, period, are just going to be watching the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I guess it's like a loophole for that system then, even though it is targeted.
I understand, like, a lot of people's worries. This is, like, the one time I think I'm glad I make, you know, funny butt sex jokes all the time.
Yeah,
no,
same.
Literally, I don't think it applies to me whatsoever. And if I ever did get in trouble, I'd be like, I said fuck literally 40 fucking times.
Well, the thing is, like, that it's really at the FTC's discretion at that rate, and that's the problem.
FTC's,
you know,
a bunch of old fucking people.
There are some provided guidelines for, like, what the FTC is considered children's content.
Those guidelines are seriously out of date, and that's the
I can imagine.
That's the problem that most creators have. Is that they feel that these, like, outlines for what's okay and what's not are out of date. And I looked at them, and I 100% agree. And people are like, oh, well, like, you shouldn't, like, complain, like, blah, blah, blah. Just don't make kids' content, you know? And it's like, okay, yeah, that makes sense, right? But if there's bad legislation, there should be people that speak out against it, because it's very clear that YouTube, or, like, in general, has done bad, like, business decisions, and... It's about time that creators actually fucking stick up for themselves and say, no, we think that's a bad idea. Or, no, we disagree with that. Like, that should be happening. That should be happening more than not.
Yeah, one thing I heard was that legislators thought, like, that personalized ads and non-personalized paid the same. So it's like, and apparently they opened, like, comments on, like, how the ruling is getting, or, like, how the laws are going to be interpreted, like, for YouTubers. Like, they've opened up... discussion on that, like, they've extended that to sometime in December, I believe. So, yeah. Like, there's, like, a place you can physically leave, like, your thoughts and worries about it, and, like, what the nuances of information are regarding, like, this whole situation.
You can go on the FTC's website and leave a comment, and they literally have to look at it. They are required, you know, and the more the merrier, really, because that's how you encourage change, by actually getting involved in the government.
Yeah, more, like, you know, it's, like, kind of up to us to, like, do our best to spread the word on shit like that.
Yeah, so, I mean, the FTC's website is broken as fuck, by the way, when you go there, because I went
poopy.
And did it, and it was really
there.
Poop. Yeah.
like, I don't mind, like, the policy. Like, I do agree that, like, you know, people under the age of 12 should not, like, have their data collected, which is...
Nobody should have their data collected, personally, but
well,
okay.
If we're gonna go off of, like, let's just say, like, basic cookie data for ads, right? Let's just assume it's that basic, right? Like, I agree that people under the age of 12 probably shouldn't be marketed personalized ads for a lot of reasons. One, because they're super impressionable. But I do think that disabling comments on videos meant for kids is fucking dumb.
Well, that's considered data.
It's considered data. There's probably
some
also
kids
like the fucking
pee pee poo poo, and it's like, oh,
they're like,
so
this
fucking
is valuable.
There's also like the child predation scares, though.
That too, but this has nothing to do with that.
They're coinciding factors towards why, like, they've disabled comments on supposed kids' channels in the past. Like, they disabled Will and Ease comments for a while.
I luckily never had that happen. I was kind of worried.
Can't imagine
how fucking
Doug.
Broad it was. Like, it was such a broad fucking thing that was happening. And I'm like, if he's got hit, I might get hit. But I just think it's, like, really out of date. And, like, I think the fine is ludicrous. Like, if you think a $42,000 fucking fine is a fair fine to be giving, like, even if it was, like, $2,000, I'd still tell you that's too fucking high. Like, on an individual video basis, that is fucking high. It's very extremely high, and to assume that a YouTuber can pay that with just ease is kind of fucking insane. Because, like, they can't. And I think that's one of the reasons why it's there as well, because they want to deter, like, the business of, like, selecting your ads as personalized. Also, there's a reason why YouTube accounts require to be 13, which that should be fucking enough. And, like, if they find out that person's not 13, they could just, you know, get rid of the account. Like, couldn't they just not let people who are under the age of 13 make accounts? Or was that, or would that hurt their bottom line even more?
That, like, would hurt their bottom line, because kids are, like, a huge platform, like... Kids have always, like, it's weird because when we're talking about advertising, we're talking about, like, different markets, and kids are a huge buying market because they have their parents' money to buy these items, you know? It's like, I just got an ad when we were looking at the Thanos stuff for Lego Star Wars stuff, you know? Like, first of all, that's probably a great paying ad, you know? But, like, that is... deliberate marketing to a kid, and they can go, "Mommy, mommy, buy my fucking stupid Star Wars thing," you know. and then a parent does, you know, that's a sale. They're hugely important. That's why you see all those toy ads on Cartoon Network, you know.
No, I, like, know they're hugely important, but what I'm saying is, like, first of all, you're not gonna know if everyone is under the age of 12 who is on YouTube, in no fucking way. Like, someone could easily just put that they're 18 and they're like 11. Like, I'm sure everyone's done that at some point in their life. Lying about their age and don't get a social network. Like, I'm sure it's fucking...
Lie bad. About your age on the internet, that would never happen.
Yeah, so it's like, first of all, the system isn't even that effective. Because kids are still going to be doing this shit. Like, it's still going to be happening. It's kind of just dumb to put it in place in general. But, like, there's a lot of stuff wrong with it. I understand where they're coming from, but there's a lot of stuff under it wrong with it.
The specific, like... there's, like, one specific sub-guideline that basically says... animation is for kids in the COPPA.
Yeah,
like,
that's
outline.
A big problem as well.
And that's like, boomery. Like, where the fuck do you get off? When was the last time you saw animation? Like, the Great War?
The thing is, though, it's like, there's always, like, been this Western stigma about that.
No, like, it's true. There is a Western stigma, like, that animation most, and cartoon type shit is meant for kids and
yep.
only kids.
Like, with the only exception we have in the West is, like, animated sitcoms like Family Guy.
Well, it's like, even if you look at, like, the animation channels, like, no offense, like, every fucking animation channel, like the Storytime shit, it's like, it's very wholesome. It's very, like,
the Storytime stuff is very kidsy, but
yeah,
most of
the Storytime stuff is very kids like. But then you, like, look at stuff like Racist Mario, like, fucking, that's not kid friendly by any stretch.
That's not kid friendly by any stretch. But, like, I saw a kid channel post on Twitter. Why is, like, they were an animation channel? I forgot exactly who, but they made Storytime shit, and I've seen their content before, and they're like, why am I being classified as a kid channel just because I do animation? I'm like, have you seen your own videos? Like, have you watched your own shit? There was nothing to any adult, like, themes at all. Like, you know, maybe, like, teen stories, like, that could be, like, an argument, but, like, a lot of it's really meant for kids.
Yeah, it's like, it's not that, like, adults couldn't enjoy it. It's just that, like, it seems like they're including things that are kid-friendly, even if they're not explicitly directed at kids.
No, which, it shouldn't matter what's directed as kids. Can we just lower the age to, like, 3, so they have no access to the internet? Like, collecting data on kids that are under 3 years old, well, so it'd never be a problem.
Probably the bigger issue with this COPPA stuff is, like, you know, I'm always, like, of the opinion that parenting should be done by parents, not legislation.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it really annoys me when I see, like, legislation be passed to protect the kids as if it's gonna stop them from doing things that they're not allowed to do, you know, because when have kids, like, ever not gone on the internet without their parents' permission? Like, all the fucking time. Like, you've signed up for weird shit when you were a kid, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I played a MMO and swore and got banned, like...
Yeah, it's like, that's, like, why COPPA's kind of different, though. It's like, it's not banning, like, kids doing a thing, it's banning a thing being done to kids on a thing that's intended for kids to view. So, like,
yeah,
you know what kind of audience is going to be watching it, so you know not to do a certain thing on a type of content.
It's this weird idea of placing, like, a like an age gate on the internet, and quite honestly, like...
Why is the government against collecting more data? Why are they against collecting more data?
They're not against it. I think they're going to redo the Patriot Act. I think they're going to put that back in action.
But okay, no,
they love collecting our information.
They're just like, all data is okay, except if you're under 13. That's not okay. Like,
it's like them, they're not allowed to have their data collected yet. But just so you know, when you're 14, we're going to know everything about you. Like,
how the fuck do I even leave a comment on this goddamn website?
I'll send you a link, because it's difficult.
Like, I'm on the page, and there's, like, a thing that says public comments, and I'm clicking it, and it's not... Fucking FTC, alright? Federal... You fucking stop being stupid. The government needs to hire, like, a good dev and make a good API. It just sucks.
That's why the government should use Squaresphere. We're not sponsored by them, but if they're interested, they know where to hit us up.
I'll outro, I guess, because we've been bitching about Koopa Kappa. Anyways, thank you for watching this episode of Landmass. You can sub to us on YouTube, Spotify, Google Play, iTunes, SoundCloud, all that shit. Leave a comment down below. Drop a like if you enjoyed. We will see you next time. Goodbye.